Shop the Sherwin-Williams Super Sale and get 40% off paints and stains August 8th through the 14th. With prices starting at $29.39, it's the perfect time to transform your space with color. Whether you're looking to revamp your interior or exterior, we have you covered with bold hues, soothing neutrals, and everything in between. Visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store or shop the sale online. Delivery available on qualifying orders. Click the banner to learn more. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
Greetings, EastEnders fans, and welcome to another episode of Albert Square After Dark, your weekly EastEnders podcast. This week, discussing the episodes broadcast between the 17th to the 20th of June 2024. Hello, how are you? If you're in the UK, you will be noticing that finally the summer has arrived. I'm sat here sweltering right now. We've gone from rain and drizzle and chilliness to sauna. And I'm never cool with that. I don't like heat waves, as some of you will know. Don't like it. Someone who's just come back from a load of heat. Look who's back, ladies and gentlemen. Back from our holidays. Hello, Ree. How are you?
I'm all right, Rob. You can thank me for the sun coming back with me in my suitcase.
Did you bring me? How did you get the sun through customs is my first question. I bet that was a bit difficult. Did they not bother?
Just wrapped it in paper. Yeah, okay, yeah, wrapped cool. It up. Good to know.
What did you bring me?
I brought you my presents on this week's Albert Square After Dark.
Oh, Rob. My God. Unfortunately, I've already got that. You've got me that before for at least a year.
No, re-gifting, constantly re-gifting.
I was promised. Good for the environment. I was promised a custard tart. Might not have been
I promise you that? How would I bring that back through?
I don't know. You've brought the sun
through.
I've
done you a favour not mentioning that back.
Wrap it in paper.
You know what? I know a Portuguese place here in Sheffield. I'll get them to do one and send
it. We'll go there.
We'll go there.
So did you have a nice time, Ree?
I did. It was lovely, thank you.
Good. What'd you get up to?
Lots of swimming, lots of sun. What else? Went to a couple of water parks. Brilliant. Oh, lovely. But you know what I did enjoy?
What?
I must say. Not to do with my holiday per se.
Right.
But a certain podcast last week with a certain face that we've not seen for a while.
Wasn't that nice? What a nice to see, Alex.
Lovely.
Bless him. Thank you very much indeed once more for stepping into the breach, Alex. It's good to see him again. And now he can go back to his retirement and lying down a lot because that's what he does these days.
I mean, I know I'm doing the podcast and I probably shouldn't say it, but like, can we get him back again? Because it would
I'm sure he will. He's one of these that pretends that he doesn't like the limelight. But you know, if you give him a bit of praise, and he's like, "Oh well, I might come back." So you never know. We may see Alex again. We'll see what happens in the future. For now, ladies and gentlemen, you've all caught up with EastEnders now, Reeve. But you had 2 weeks or so worth to catch up on. What did you think? I mean, let's get your views first on the Cindy Junior affair, which. You're a big fan
love
of Cindy.
It. Yeah. Love it. Love she can Cindy. Do, have she more do, affairs.
Yeah. Have affairs with everybody. She could do Please. No wrong in your eyes, can she?
Well, obviously she's done wrong, but it's brilliant, isn't it? Yeah. I'm here for it. I love it.
The drums. It's a drama, Mick. I just love it. Right. Let's get on with talking about this week. It was Father's Day and all the daddies of Walford went for a fishing trip. So let's talk about all the drama that occurred from that and some of the future drama that I think we might have coming on the horizon. So let's get on with this week's Albert Square After Dark. So, as we say, Stevie had machinations this week about trying to reunite the fathers and sons of Walford. So he decides to take them all on a fishing trip to the lakes. Have you ever been fishing, Ree?
Yes.
And how was your... Did you catch anything?
Do you want to know, actually, I caught four fish. But I was also in Tenerife at the time.
Right.
And it was actually really fun, but I reckon if I did it in the UK, it'd be really boring.
It
looks so boring, doesn't it?
It does, doesn't it? It doesn't look like... So I'm kind of... I know all the teenagers were all being stroppy this week, but I sort of am on their side with that. I can't imagine anything worse than sitting there. I mean, it's, you know, when you're a teenager, the last person you want to hang around with is your parents, isn't it?
So and then take the phones off them.
And then take the
mad?
Phones off them.
What else are you supposed to be doing? Grove, as they'd
say. Enjoying all of the nature around you. Is that what you want me to look at? Look at this water bobbing along.
And you've got to be quiet.
All the shopping trolleys just floating around the surface of the rivers. No, I'm all right, thanks. You've seen the state of our sewers, have you? Yes, thank you, government. Yes. Anyway. Don't worry about that for much longer. So the Father's Day trip is kind of, it's basically an opportunity for them to spend some father-son time together, even though Lexi turns up at one point with Jay, because obviously Ben's not there. So,
but, see, I've got a bit of an issue with this anyway. Why did it have to be father-son? Couldn't it have just been father-child?
Well,
why
but
is
it's
fishing to do with sons specifically? I know Lexi... No, I'm having my say on it, Rob.
I didn't say anything!
It was your face. You spoke volumes with that look.
Okay, go anyway. On then.
Oh, I've said it now.
Oh, was that it?
Why was
it
more guilty for?
I couldn't see that you'd finished through the smoke of your bra burning. I couldn't quite see what was going on there. Sorry.
Okay.
Well, I think fishing is quite a father-son associated thing, isn't it?
It is, I think. I am being a little bit nitpicky, but also it would have been nice. I'm glad that
Lexi turned up. What more do you want?
Yeah, no, I am glad of that.
Janet couldn't asked, which I applaud. I'm all with Janet. Janet didn't want to go.
Well,
fair play to her.
Do you know what I did think though? Because I was thinking about it, and I'm like, which girls could have gone or something.
Exactly.
And I actually thought
Amy.
No, but I thought Avani and Ravi would have been a little bit of a good combo. They could have had a nice moment.
Yeah, because the thing is, though, I can see Avani. She would have been like going around all the rods with like snipping their rods with scissors or something.
Yeah,
that could have been quite fun.
I just thought maybe they could have had just one more girl in there would have been a little bit nice. I've got to
there
be honest.
Go.
But
there you
anyway,
go. It was Father's Day though.
Yeah, but fathers and daughters can do such things. Anyway,
okay.
It's fine.
Fair enough.
It's fine.
Anyway, the trip kind of goes on, and like we said earlier, the boys have all sort of had their mobile phones taken off them, which does not entertain them one iota. Specifically Will, who we'll come back to in a moment, because Will seems to be having a bit of an issue. Now, I was unsure at first with Will what exactly was wrong with him. Billy sort of suggested, which I thought was reasonable, that he'd just completed his GCSEs and that he might have been worried about the results, which I thought was a reasonable assumption. I thought that was fairly on. I thought that could probably be it. That could work.
Yeah.
We find out what is wrong a little bit later on in the week. It does seem to work with bonding Howie and Denzel up by the end of the end of the day. I think they seem to have a little bit more of an understanding. Denzel gave him quite a sweet Father's Day card, I thought.
Yeah, he did. I just don't think it'll last, if I'm honest.
Oh, God, it won't last 5 minutes.
They had a moment.
Once he's had another dose of steroids, it'll be a stroppy ass all over again.
Exactly.
But it was a nice moment for Howie to enjoy there and then. Jack and Ricky, I thought this was actually a really good... I liked this because Jack kind of took Ricky off, like all the others, like they all did, just kind of kidnapped their sons and said, we're going fishing, come along. And Ricky kind of pointed out, going, yeah, I would have quite liked to have spent my first Father's Day as a dad with my own child. Thanks
I
very
did
much.
Wonder that, actually.
Yeah.
I did actually wonder that.
It didn't even occur to Jack for a second that's what... Because this is the thing, because Ricky is so young, such a young parent, Jack has completely and utterly forgotten that he is now a dad and would probably like to do this himself. So I thought that was quite... I quite liked that. I thought that was quite a good little...
See, they can take... When Charlie XCX is a bit older, then she can go with Ricky fishing. There we go.
There we go. I'm sure that'll be written just for you in a few years' time, just to appease you.
Yeah, thank you.
There you go.
Good.
So that's all fine. All the kids are a bit bored, but they sort of get along with it all right, you know. And then by the end of it, the dads are all sort of singing about the football. I mean, they'd sang a whole song that I didn't understand. It may as well have been in Latin. I had no idea what they were saying.
Three lines on the shirt.
I knew the three lines on the shirt bit, but then I didn't know there was another verse before it.
To be fair, I didn't know that there were a verse, actually.
Until they started singing the chorus, I didn't know what they were singing. They could have been singing some sort of Himalayan rain dance song, for all I know. I didn't have a clue.
Do you know what? I did think we saw a bit of Scott Mawson.
He does this, doesn't he? Yeah.
Well, that's not very Jack like.
Well,
that's
the thing is with Jack, but he'd had a few beers.
Like.
He'd had a few beers
that's
as well.
That's true. No, that is true. Yeah.
So maybe we're led to believe from that point that when Jack is drunk, he turns more into Scott. And maybe when Scott's drunk, he becomes quite Jack like and like runs after criminals in the streets. Runs after criminals in the streets and stuff. What do you reckon? Could be.
Yeah.
Could be.
Possibly.
Go on.
Did you sense, did you think there were a bit of hypocrisy. That's the word.
Hypocrisy.
I was going to say hypocritism then.
Hypocritism.
Did you think there was a
Well,
bit
I
of
thought there was a massive Greek
hypocrisy?
philosophical lecture in the middle of it all. Yeah, if you look between the
Yes.
lines, they were talking about the partisans and all that sort of thing. I totally agree with you there, Rhi.
Well, thank you. I'm glad. Yeah, yeah.
Absolutely.
No.
Hydra just poking along the waters. Yeah, I saw it
No. Oh God,
Hypocrisy.
I'm
Hypocrisy,
getting them
yes.
all muddled now.
Who was
Blah, blah,
a hypocrite?
blah. Stevie.
Stevie was a
Stevie.
hypocrite. Why was Stevie a
Yes.
hypocrite?
Because you were giving the speech about, fathers being there for the sons. And if I were Billy in that moment, I'd have been like, who are you
Yes.
kidding me? Are
I
you
know,
for
I know.
real?
Well, I would like to wonder, that story he told about like miners and everything, like,
Yeah.
and was that true?
I'm
Was that
guessing
a
it was because
But the thing
surely you
is, it's
can't.
sort of it was a good story, and I was sort of just like, all right, that's interesting if that's true. But then I also kind of thought it would be the sort of thing that Stevie would just make up on the spot to sort of prove his point.
Oh, I just assumed it were true. It
Yeah, it could have been true.
were like he'd Googled it just before they went out and then were like, right, this is what I'm
Yeah,
going to
I'm
tell
going
them
to use
all.
that at some point
When we need a
today.
minute
Yeah.
today, this is the fact because it were like there were 362 fathers killed
Yeah.
and blah, blah,
Yeah,
blah.
yeah,
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 yeah.
yeah. I thought it seemed
I
quite a
believed
good
it.
story. Okay, fair enough. I mean,
Yeah.
viewer and listener, let's know in the comment section below whether you know if that story's true or not. Quite liked it. I just don't know whether it was true. But there you go.
Oh, I believed it.
But Stevie does sort of stay. I think Stevie does kind of realize that he's messed up as a dad, so kind of wants to. We've seen this before many times, haven't we? Right. Well, I messed up with
Yeah.
my immediate offspring, so I'll try and make it up for the offspring after that. So tries to
Yeah.
become like a good granddad to Will. Now, whether he deals with this correctly is another question altogether. However, it turns out that the reason that Will is in a mood and wants to be so attached to his phone is because he is being blackmailed, it transpires. Because Will has been catfished, or catnipped, as Stevie kind of mispronounces it,
What
which I
did
always
Mo
put
call it? Cat flashed
cat
or
flash,
something as
cat
well?
flash. Someone did flash, but it wasn't, yeah, because Will's been catfished, which, if you don't understand what catfishing is, this is when someone sends you a picture of themselves, but it isn't of themselves. Basically, creates a false persona in order
Yeah, they
to.
lead you to believe that they are somebody
Yeah,
else.
yes. And Will, in all of his young teenage naivety, sends a picture of himself. And I don't mean a picture of him building a lovely sandcastle at Blackpool, I mean a picture of him. In the altogether sends a the common the common term, let's be honest, is a dick pic. He sends a dick pic, doesn't he, Ray? That's what he does.
It out.
He sends a dick pic.
Sends a
And
picture of Mini Will.
probably Willie.
Was Willie.
Oh my God, I'm eight, I swear to God. So he sends a picture, and now
He
he's been
does.
blackmailed, he reckons, by this kid called Kyle at school, for 300 quid.
Yeah.
And the reason this all comes out is because Stevie walks into the flat and finds Will taking money out of Honey's purse. And then Will is kind of forced to confess what's actually been going on. Now, I wondered where Stevie was going to go with this and how Stevie was going to deal with this. When he got Mo involved, I thought that the pair of them were going to come up with some plan to sort of swindle the catfishers. But instead, what they actually decided to do was sell a load of false, fake, faulty toasters, that's the word I was
Toasters.
looking for. Faulty toast. No, it was faulty
Faulty.
toasters on the market and try and make the money to actually pay off the blackmailers that way. This all kind of falls apart because Phil sort of grasses them up to Honey because Phil just doesn't want Stevie to succeed at anything. So they have to then give the money to Lola's charity fundraiser. And we're kind of left with the end of the week with Will saying, well, they're raising the money now. And he's got no way to pay this off. So how is this going to play out? I really thought that Stevie was going to actually do something about it there and then. I thought he was going to fix it rather
That's
than
what
try and
I
actually raise the
thought.
money and actually pay the blackmailer.
I thought that because I thought Stevie were going to say, oh, you can't pay a blackmailer because once they see that you've got the
Yeah.
money once, they're going to
It
keep
will raise
going.
up and raise it up, raise it up. You get to call their
Yeah, that's what
bluff at
I
that point,
thought.
don't you? Like you have
Yeah.
to take a personal gamble yourself and say, oh, go on then, post them. Go on then. Because then you don't get your 300 quid at all. So go on then.
It's funny though that we both thought he was just going to fix it. It's like,
I
well, why
know.
wouldn't he fix it? Is
Why wouldn't he fit?
Will's
He's
granddad,
Stevie.
sir, just
He's
fix
got that
it.
old
Just
diamond
fix
look
it.
about him. Just
Yeah, come
fix
on.
it. Fix it then. Go on.
Yeah,
But
but obviously it's not that.
it didn't work out that way. So where do you see that? Is this like an actual storyline for Will, or is this going to be a sort of it's a more of a sort of turning point to make something else happen?
I don't know
It's more
actually.
to
Is
do
it
with
going to
Stevie
be
than
its
it is to do with
own?
Will.
Yeah, is it going to be its own little story, or is it? It probably is to do with Stevie then, because we know, spoiler alert, what's coming up for
Yeah, I
Stevie.
don't. I don't.
No, not that
What were
one, but you've
with the new
discussed the
arrivals? The
family.
new
Yeah, it's not a
arrivals. All
spoiler,
right.
is it?
Okay.
It's
Fine.
news that we've
Yeah.
had. So
Yes.
maybe
Actual
it's
official
somehow,
news.
is it going to lead to all that
Well,
somehow?
about that, I did have a theory of what was going on with Stevie this week at the start, during this
Ooh.
fishing trip, but then it wasn't really referred to. again, so I don't know whether I was right or not. Did you notice that during the fishing trip episode, Stevie was tripping up with names quite a lot? Like, they seemed to be having some sort of memory thing, and I was sort of like, oh, you don't do that for no reason. Oh, hello. Is this heading towards a dementia story? I'm Stevie, and then I had this whole theory worked out in my head, right? So he knows he's got dementia. He wants to sort of make things up with Billy before he forgets him, and all of this kind of thing, which I guess would make sense. But then they didn't do anything with that for the rest of the week. So now what I'm actually wondering is whether they wanted to have Stevie slip in hit another name, but it would have felt too awkward for him to just do it there and then. So we had to sort of set up this stumbling over names that he was doing earlier in the episode in order for that moment to make sense.
For which moment to make sense?
When he said to Billy, when he called Billy
Yeah,
Ted,
Ted. Yeah.
yeah, but then he did it earlier with Janet and he mixed up another phrase, he mixed up another name earlier. Like he'd mixed up a couple of names before we got to that moment.
Oh,
So
right.
I
Oh, okay.
thought
I've
that
got
there
you.
was a
Sorry.
dementia story. Stevie, but now I'm wondering if that all the other mistakes were just a setup in order for the Ted moment to make sense.
I think that's what it were. I think
Yeah.
he's just, I think it's just trying to plan in our minds as the audience. Oh, look, he's getting his kids mixed up. Because let's be
Yeah.
honest, like my nan, she goes through everyone's name in family sometimes
Oh,
before she gets to mine. And that's before dementia, you
my mum
know?
calls me the dog's name before she gets to mine.
Exactly. So I don't think it is dementia. I did wonder, I know what you're saying, but I think it was just so that we could go, oh, I keeps calling him his other son's name or.
Yeah,
And he's getting
yes.
all his kids mixed up because, you know, he's got so many of them. How could he possibly not
Yeah.
get them all mixed up? I think it's
So,
more that.
okay. So, do you now? So, this whole thing with the blackmail, you don't think is actually really going to go anywhere? You think it's just more of a sort of.
The only other thing I'm thinking now is Stevie going to get his other kids involved to go and threaten Kyle or something? And is that
Maybe.
how they're all going to get introduced? Is he going to be like, I know someone who could sort this out for you, Will? Maybe he's going to see Will in the street getting bullied, but then this Kyle seems to be keeping secret. I mean, he's speculating that it's a
Yeah, he's, he
child. He
doesn't
doesn't
know that it's
actually know
Kyle.
who it
Yeah.
is, does
But
he?
then my question then is like, so what, Will wants this money in cash. So how is he going to know who to pay this to if this Kyle, let's assume it's Kyle, is keeping himself a secret? How does that work?
I wondered that, but then I thought we're gonna just put it in his bank account and transfer him or something. I don't know how kids
How
pay for
kids' money
things these
works.
days. I think they all have bank cards, actually, to be
Pokemon
honest.
cards, really. That's how it's
No,
done
that
these
no, that
days.
I think they all actually have bank cards. Like they
Oh,
don't
God.
really. I know.
Remember when we went to school, we weren't even allowed to take our mobile phones to school because they weren't necessary because all they did was ring. Do you remember that then? All they did. Text messages were
I
barely a
do
thing when
remember.
we had
Yeah,
mobiles.
I know.
Hey,
Well, actually,
I
Rob, I'm
don't
a little
like
bit
how.
younger than you. So
No,
when I
you're
was
not
at
that much
secondary
younger. You're not
school,
that much younger.
I had my mobile at secondary school. I even had a camera on mine, but it was one of the first ones at the time to have a camera on it.
I didn't
Anyway,
get
just
my
saying.
first mobile phone till I was 16. I know.
Really? I
Yeah,
think I got
16 I
mine
was.
when I was 11 because I wanted a Nokia so I could play Snake, and then my mum
Oh
got me a
yeah.
Motorola and I was fuming.
Because
Why
you
that's
lost all
not
your
got
Snake
Snake on
data.
it.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
What are you
I
doing?
think I had a
Anyway.
Motorola at one. I had a Motorola at one point. They were
Yeah,
good. They were
yeah.
good. Did you ever, did it have a little flappy thing on it that you could just slam the
Yeah,
phone down?
mine had a little aerial on it.
That's. See,
Yeah.
a brick. Bring
Brick.
back the cases where you could, if you could end your
Oh,
phone call by
flip.
just snapping it shut. I missed them. They were
Rob,
good.
they've been brought back.
Have
I know
they?
someone
Oh.
who's got one. Yeah, you can
Stick
get
them
a
on
flip
an iPhone, I say.
smartphone.
Stick them on an
Yeah,
iPhone, I
get
say.
flip
That'll be my next.
smartphones.
Right, I'll get. That's my next phone sorted then. Right. To say
Bye.
we've
Sorry.
veered away from the topic is would be an understatement. So I think
Ah,
it's probably
right.
time to move on. So, but yeah, I mean, all right, good stuff. I'm intrigued. I like Stevie. I'm intrigued to sort of see where all the Stevie stuff
Mo?
goes.
Stevie and Mo are
Mo,
going to
I like
continue being a
them. Yeah,
thing?
I like them. I think
Yeah.
they've, but I like them. I think they work together. They've sort of, but they see it's one of these where like it's now like they've been together for ages, isn't it? When in fact they've
Yeah.
probably only shared a handful of scenes together, but they just work together. I think the characters sort of bounce off each other quite well. I still don't know whether Stevie is going to be a long runner. I wonder if he's still going to be around at the end of the year, say to say, but
So you think he possibly is ill?
think so.
See, I was still expecting him to be secretly rich, but he's clearly not.
There's clearly
Otherwise, he would
not.
have
Otherwise, you
given
just give it
Will
the
the
300
money.
quid or
And
hired a hitman in the
he's
typical
stolen the
Mitchell
money,
way.
right, for the fundraiser. Can we just clarify
Oh
that
no, I
somehow
thought.
from the
Oh
top
yeah, no,
hat?
I thought Will had done that. Oh no, I thought that was 100% Will because the money
Oh,
had just been raised.
fair.
The money had just been raised, didn't it? The
Yeah, oh, so you
blackmail had
think
just been
Will somehow
raised.
took it.
Yeah, I think it
And
was
do you
Will.
know, Going
he was
through my head,
there.
I just thought, why have the Queen Vic still not got CCTV?
Because he wasn't there at the start, and everyone was sort of like, oh no, Will would rather play his video games. And then he turned up later. So they made a
Oh,
thing of
okay,
Will
yeah.
arriving, didn't they? So I
Yeah, you're
reckon
right.
Will was at home, got another threat, and thought, I better go and nick that money, and then went into the Vic. I think that's what happened. But we'll
Yeah,
see.
got you.
We'll see next
Okay.
week. Right, ladies and gentlemen, we'll see what happens with all that next week. Until then, let's move on to the next story. My he, my ho, my her, Maya, who is
Maya,
she?
ha.
Who is she? Who is she, Ree? Who is Maya? Maya. How are you?
So remember,
We're going Maya,
Aaron,
Maya. Yes.
Maya,
Maya.
Maya. I'm
Okay. Who
saying
is
Maya.
she? Who is she?
Aaron had beef with, well, I don't have beef.
Slight
He
beef, yeah. Beef is another stuff. I don't know if beef was the word that he used in court, but yes, he had beef, yes.
racistly, is that a word? He
Racistly, racist now,
racistly.
racistly attack somebody. Yes. Now,
Yes.
I was under the impression that my memory tells me that there was a taxi driver that got attacked, and I
Yes.
don't remember this person dying,
I
but
didn't remember them dying, but I vaguely remember it being like in the newspaper and stuff. Yeah.
yes. And to the point where Aaron, apparently, we learned this week, was actually called the Wolf of Terrorist. Online, because when she was looking on Google and
Yeah,
found
yeah,
this
yeah,
stuff,
yeah,
it was
yeah.
literally Wolford
I
Terrorist, which I
mean,
mean, in fairness, it is what it is.
if the
But
hat fits, is it the hat?
Wolford
If the hat
Terrorist,
fits,
the hat
yeah.
cap fits, but yeah, the Wolford Terrorist. So that was Aaron. But we are very much led to believe this week that Maya has connections with that. Interesting. Is this
He's
what you
got to
thought when
be her
is
husband,
this?
sorry, we
Well, I
attacked,
think so.
right?
Yeah, I think
Yeah.
so. Yeah, this is interesting. So, do you think we're now going to see a slightly psychopathic side of? Are we going to see a Mad Maya like Corrie had? Are we going to have our own Mad
Oh,
Maya? Yes.
haven't we had a Mad Maya before?
We never have. Corrie had one. That was the one
No,
that
what?
burnt all of Dev's corner shops and then tried to run over Sunita in the street and then got like crushed by a lorry.
But what was
I
the
get so.
doctor called who set the house on fire with
May. That
Dawn
was
in it?
May. May.
Meg.
No way.
Right,
Just May.
okay. May, right, okay.
So, where do you think this is
Yes.
going? I
Are we
think
having a Mad
I'm.
Maya?
Yes. Are we having a Mad Maya? Is this where
I
this is going to go?
mean, she's coming across that way at the moment, but I think that's because she's got this agenda of I don't know what she was trying to do when she's
Well,
met
she the thing
Harvey.
is with this, it
What was her
feels like,
intention?
well, exactly, because I've got the feeling that the reason that she come in was because she knew exactly who Harvey was, and that she was, and then this was, and that what that moment where they first met was the start of the plan, you know.
Yeah.
But it felt like this week was the first time that she actually discovered who Harvey was and like his connection to Aaron and all that kind of thing.
Oh, so you think
So,
that were brand new
well,
information?
the way that she was like, the way that they had that conversation kind of suggested to me that this was new information to her, and then she went and did that thing where she was searching for it in the calf. I wasn't sure, but then she's
No,
been all private, hasn't she? So I'm a bit confused as to what she did know and what she knows now and what was new information.
I think she already knew. That's why she was being private, so that
Yeah.
Harvey wouldn't make that connection to who she is.
Yeah.
And I think she was trying to get that information from Harvey at the table because she's like, "Have you got kids? All right, you've got
I
one. Have
mean,
you got another kid?
yeah.
Tell me more, tell me more."
Yeah.
And then I think she was trying to see what Harvey would say about Aaron. And then she was so surprised when he said, "I actually rang the police on him." And then she was like,
Yes. Yeah.
"Oh, I think she's expecting Harvey to be very similar to Aaron or
Yeah,
something."
like quite defensive of him. Yeah. I mean, to be fair, she completely wasted her time making her accounts private and everything. So clearly she had no idea what a Luddite Harvey is. Because Harvey needed help from a teenager to even find her on Facebook. Never mind go through her details and find out about her family. He wouldn't have been able to manage that.
No, he
So,
wouldn't.
it's interesting this. There is def I think there's definitely a dark side to her. She's got this, I think she's got slightly sinister undertones to her when they're having these conversations. Like they're doing those camera angles, aren't they? Where they're sort of lingering on her reactions and all that kind of thing. So I think that she has got a dark side that's going to come out any second now.
So do you think she's going to try and avenge the death
I
of
think
her
so. I
husband
think
type,
so.
assuming that that is who she is?
I think
The
so,
taxi
yeah.
driver that died.
Yeah, 100%. Because, well, I
But
mean, it makes
then,
sense, doesn't it? She's told, we know that she's got a dead husband, and now we're bringing up the Aaron stuff again, so it kind of makes sense.
But why would she then target it? To me, though, now that she's found out what Harvey said about how he shopped him to the police, having said that, my memory, I mean, it happened a while ago now, but did Aaron like go missing and Harvey questioned him on it and were like,
I
"Where were
think
you?"
so,
And this
yeah.
taxi driver got attacked. And
He
did Harvey give him an alibi?
Came home one night and he was like covered in blood. He like had blood on his
Yeah,
shirt and everything.
yeah,
And Harvey ended up like
yeah,
washing his
yeah.
shirt and doing all that and like giving him an alibi. at that stage when he was trying to defend it and sort of be in denial about what a person his son actually was, I think, at that moment. He wasn't sure how far down the rabbit hole Aaron was. So
maybe Maya will get that out of him somehow, and then she'll be like, oh, you
yeah,
are just
she's looking
as bad
for someone
as him
to blame,
then.
Isn't she? She's looking for someone to blame. She can't do that with Aaron now because he's in prison. So Harvey's the next best thing, I guess.
Do you think that she's genuinely a Spurs fan then, or do you think she's just learned all this knowledge?
Well, I mean, that's dedication, because I can't imagine anything worse than having to learn from the entire history of the Tottenham players, in all fairness.
Yeah, exactly.
Again, not a clue what they're on about when they talk about that. They could be talking in Latin. I have no idea.
Totally.
I know one player from Tottenham, and that's Harry Kane. And that's only because I know someone who's obsessed with Tottenham, and he always goes on about Harry Kane. That's the only reason
I didn't
I know
that
name.
He played for...
And they didn't even mention Harry Kane.
I thought he played for England, Harry Kane, not...
Well, he does now, I think. I think he played for England in the World Cup,
yeah,
I think.
Yeah, he does. He's
Came
playing
from
for him
Tottenham.
Now. It's Euros, don't forget, Rob.
Is he in it now, is he? Oh,
yeah, he's in it now. I think he scored a goal last night, actually.
Did he? Lovely.
He did.
Good for Harry. Good for Harry Kane.
We're so football, aren't we? We're just so football. Anyway.
So football. Football pitch after dark. That's what we should call ourselves. Tried to think of a football stadium.
I was like, what's
just
your brain
do
doing
couldn't
right
do
now?
It.
I can
couldn't
see cogs
do it.
going.
Yep. And they all broke and fell apart. No idea whatsoever.
Yep.
I mean, this was kind of like the smallest storyline of the week, I think. So this is going to sort of, this I think is going to slowly drip into something bigger eventually, which I'm looking forward to. I'm so glad that Harvey's getting a story to himself, though, because he needed it. He desperately needed it, I think. So this is good. Do you think this might bring a return to Aaron at some point? Do you reckon he might go and visit Aaron? No, I don't think Harvey might go and visit him in prison or anything. Or Dharma,
no,
maybe?
I don't think Aaron will be back at all. I think it's just all going to be Harvey. I mean, he's already lied to Jean about where he was as well, by the way.
Yeah, he's already doing that,
So do you think Harvey is starting to maybe...
I don't...
Or is it more that he just thinks, is she going
to get
the wrong
idea? You
know
what? No, I don't think he does fancy it. I really don't. I don't think Harvey's actually like that. I don't think he's that sort of bloke, I say, touch wood. But
well, he's moved on to Albert Square now, Rob. So anything.
Well,
could
exactly.
Happen.
So anything could happen. But my gut instinct says no. I think he just wants a mate, and he's quite delighted whenever. And he's quite simple. Is Harvey, bless him, isn't he? He's quite simple. And I think if Maya has any sort of manipulation skills whatsoever, she'll be able to play him like a fiddle. So it's not
I think
looking
she
good
already
for
is, to be honest.
Yeah. I mean, to be fair, would you put this much effort into somebody that had been like quite snappy with you about finding them on social media and, you know, kind of everything else that she's kind of done and the sort of weird way that she's acted around him? I think if anybody else, you're sort of like, all right, bye.
There's quite a few red flags, really, aren't there?
Yeah, exactly. Which Kat has got her eye on as well, by the way. But she currently, I think, is suspecting Harvey of having an affair.
So I
wonder if Kat will be the one that sort of starts to unfold the mystery a little bit more as she kind of goes along, starts to find out a little bit more about her, maybe follows her home in a taxi one time. I could see that happening. That'd be good.
Possibly.
Detective Kat.
Does Harvey not think it's unusual that she booked a taxi and then we just sat waiting in Walford East? I'm like, have you met? Trying to still watch, actually.
What was she doing? Did she order a taxi and then just didn't go and then just
didn't
go out?
That's what
and
I
left
think it
there?
Were, yeah. She ordered a taxi and then we're like, that's not rude. Like, meant to be late, but all right. Yeah, go on then.
We shall see what happens there. Interesting stuff. Right, ladies and gents, let's move on to the next story. Albie's gone and got himself a new daddy. That's nice for him, isn't it? Cute little Albie has got Phil Mitchell as a daddy. That's not going to go wrong. That's not going to go wrong at all. Poor Albie. He looks so cute.
There's a lot to unpack
this age.
Here, isn't there, Rob?
Give it 15 years. He's going to be a skinhead. He'll have murdered someone.
He'll be coming out of prison this time in 15 years.
He will. Young offenders.
After his first
played by his third actor. Like, it's all going to go horribly, horribly wrong. Poor Sharon. I mean. Yes, you're right. There is a lot to unpack here. Let's not pretend for a millisecond that Phil is doing this completely for Albie. I get what he did here. When Albie turns around to Phil and says, are you my new daddy now?
How did you get what he did? No.
Nobody thought that Phil was going to say, no, darling, that's not me. Of course he's going to say yes. Of course he is.
But he should have said no.
Of course he should have done. But nobody on earth thought that he was going to say, he was going to deny Albie of that. At all, because he thinks
that proves his selfish intentions,
of course
doesn't
he is.
It? Because
that's
if he were thinking about Albie, he'd have been like, you just found out that the guy you thought was your dad has
in
died.
Phil's
well, in fact, your dad has just died, really.
Yeah. In Phil's simple caveman little mind, that will have sorted him out, and he would have gone, "Oh, you have lost your daddy. Oh, you got a new one now, so everything's fine." And that
be
will
right.
that'll be enough.
Don't worry about it, Albie.
Albie
I'm your
will
new
be
dad. Call me
completely
dad.
over. Yeah, that'll be Albie will be completely
Thanks.
over that now. Yeah, all
You owe
good.
me a Father's Day card, kid.
Sharon is
So,
going to do her nut when she finds that out.
well, this is it. But is she going to do a nut? Because she can't now, because Phil's kind of got a hold over her with him having this knowledge,
Kind of
hasn't
got
he?
his feet under the table now, hasn't he? I did suspect that Phil was going to be the next one to find out. I
You
really
did.
did.
You called it a
I,
while ago,
in
actually.
fact, honestly, I'm amazed that this hasn't happened sooner. I'm amazed that we've managed to get to July, to nearly July, and Phil
Yeah.
has only just found out what went on. Because Phil
Yeah, no,
is
true.
usually first on the subs bench for something like this, isn't he?
Well, we
So,
actually said he would have been the perfect person to tell
yeah.
whilst it was happening, didn't we? Because we were like, who would you go to on
Yeah,
Square
and
if you've got a dead body that you need to get rid of? Phil
exactly.
Mitchell.
And especially if a dead body that Phil didn't particularly like. Oh, yeah, we'll sort that
Yeah.
out for you, no problem. But Sharon did actually, in fairness to her, give us quite a logical reason as to why she never told Phil about this, was because if you get caught up in all this, and Albie's literally got nobody. So that makes
Yeah.
sense. I understood that. I was like, all right, fair play. But there's a side of me that is wondering if that whole kiss between Phil and Sharon, I can't help wondering if Sharon's playing him a little bit.
Oh, see, I've seen a few people saying this online, and I didn't get, no, I thought that was just a very in the moment thing to have happened,
In the
but then I
moment,
don't
yes.
know.
But then afterwards, like the next episode, she was sort of like, yeah, I know we kissed, but let's just cool things down a little bit for a moment here. And I was just sort of like, you've literally just told him your deepest, darkest secret at this moment. You need to keep him on side, especially seeing as though he is going on about, like, it feels immediate reaction to that as well. We need to grass Linda up for a start. And it's like,
Oh.
why does the thought that three of these women are the mother of your children, not the first thing that comes into your head? Three of those women. And the only reason it's not four is because one of them recently became a bloody lesbian. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah,
Like,
why, what are you on about? Oh, yeah.
so it's yeah.
See, I didn't think that I felt like it felt right in that moment, but then having said that, I do feel like Sharon's over Phil and that they are more friends now, and they
See,
see each
I'm
other
always
as
of the
friends.
opinion. No, I don't know about that, because I'm always of the opinion that Sharon will never be over Phil. And it's just one of those, like, cat and
Well, then, what are
mouse. They'll
you
never
on
be
about? What,
fully over
she's
each
kissing
other.
him because she wants to, then.
Yeah, I
What are you
know,
trying? I
but
know, I'm
I
joking.
think there is. I think,
Yeah.
you know, I think the kiss meant what it meant at that
Yeah,
moment.
yeah.
But I also feel like there's going to be a side of Sharon that kind of thinks, right, I need to keep Phil on side here, so I need to up my game a little bit.
See, I think she just thought she felt relieved that she managed to tell Phil, a bit like old times, he's here for me. I'm going to give him a kiss. Then she thought on it and was like, that's not a good idea right now. What am I doing? I'm still in the middle, like, my head is still spinning about all this Keanu stuff. So she just went, no, I've changed my mind, Phil. I think maybe that's what I took from it anyway.
It's interesting. I mean, I have to say, I know Sharon's kind of, you know, she's done some bad things during this, you know, like burying Keanu's body in the calf and all that kind of thing. It's not good. But I have to say, I'm kind of almost impressed by, like, how strong she's been over the past couple of weeks in terms of what she's actually had to go through. She's had to go to the funeral. She's had to deal with Karen. She's had to deal with Bernie. And she's had to sort of deal with Linda, the woman that killed him, and try and be really supportive for her through the alcoholism. I mean, there's only so much that one person can do in that kind of situation. So for her to eventually have that breakdown that she had this week with Phil and sort of explain everything to him, it felt earned. I feel like that was the right moment for her to do that. It made total
Yeah.
character logical sense for her to do that at that moment, I thought.
It's a bit like how, I know it was Stacey who told Jack, weren't it? But you know, they've all got
That big
I
kitchen
was
is going
saying
to be full of
Denise.
half a
Yeah.
square by the time this storyline's over. Like,
Well, this is
so
it.
many
They're not
people
the
know
six
now.
now, they're the nine,
No,
aren't they? They're
it's
now the nine.
not the same. It's not like the same. And half of them
So,
were the blokes that were on the other list.
well, I think the 10th has got to be Eve at some point. But then Suki's a
Surely,
bit too
yeah.
busy with all the other stuff going on now. I think she's a bit
Yeah.
over it all, isn't she?
I
She's like,
agree,
you
though,
guys,
Eve will
yeah.
find out at some point, either
Surely.
through Stacey or Suki. Because Stacey's the sort of person to go, well, if you're all
Oh,
telling someone, I'm going to
yeah.
go tell someone then.
Well, no,
You
because
know,
Stacey told
now Stacey's already
Jack.
told Jack,
But
but, you know,
yeah, I know what you're
it's.
saying, yeah.
I can imagine Eve being next on the list. But again, gradually, this is being drip fed into people's
Bye.
consciousness around the square. There's only so many people that can hold this knowledge before it all comes out.
I think somebody else might know. I think we might
Ooh.
already have the 10,
All right, who's that?
right? I've got a theory.
Here
I've
we go.
not seen this online. I don't know if
Here
anyone
we
else
go.
has noticed this.
Settle in, everybody. Ree's got a theory.
The Albie was
Albie.
sat down. No, hear me out.
Okay, I'm listening.
Bill and Sharon were talking. Why was
Yep.
Albie sat on the sofa playing with a toy? And then Sharon was stood at the living room door and said, Linda killed Keanu. And I thought, Albie's heard
Okay.
that. He's sat in there. Kids hear everything, trust me. And now I'm
Have you
wondering.
had any of your
Yeah,
deepest,
no.
darkest secrets revealed by your child? Was she just
Not yet,
blurting
which
it
is a bit
out? Not
younger,
yet.
but I
Not
wouldn't put it
yet.
past her. I wouldn't put it past
I
her.
wouldn't put it past her, to be fair. I know what she's like.
You know what she has done? I've
What's
been
she
to the
done?
toilet in a pub once, right? Right, and I
Yeah.
will clarify, it was just
Yeah.
for a number one away, right? I walked out of the toilet and Amira goes, Mummy poo poo, well done. Mummy poo poo, well done. I'm like, thank, literally shouted it, by the way, across. I'm like, brilliant. Thanks for that. So
Amazing.
yeah, I wouldn't put it past Albie.
I mean,
To
so
say,
much to
I
unpack
heard
here.
Mummy say that Linda killed
Yeah,
Keanu.
possibly. I mean, what we're basically doing there is putting the theory that we originally madly had about Jasper the Parrot onto Elby.
I think I'm like genuinely, I were wondering why is he sat in the living room really quietly when these adults are talking. If he'd had TV on or something, fair enough. He might not have heard him, but anyway.
So if you were having that conversation, if you had to have that conversation in front of your daughter, you would have gone away from the room. You'd
Yeah, a
just sort of as
hundred
far
percent.
away from it, out of earshot
A
as possible.
100%.
Okay.
Yeah,
Well,
like
we'll throw that
legit.
theory out there. I will legit, yeah, we'll put that on the board. That's
If
not a
you're
bad
talking about
theory.
someone being murdered, I wouldn't be talking about it in front of my 3-year-old child or
No,
however
fair
old he is,
enough.
3 or 4.
No,
So
fair enough. All right. Well,
there
we'll
we
put
go.
that on the
Anyway.
board. Let us know in the comment section what you think of that
Sorry,
little
I'm
thing.
laughing
What you
when
think of
I'm
that little
here.
gem? What you think of that little gem? Yes, so Phil now knows. Jack and Phil are sort of instantly sort of like, oh, so you
Going to
know
be
Phil.
besties,
Oh,
aren't
well, they're going to have to work together now because
they?
they're both of them clearly furious that the other one know about it before they did. It's like, that's not good. I just feel like this is all now snowballing. Like, too many people know about it. All of them
Callum's been
know.
sniffing
And
around.
now Callum sniffing around, who has managed to climb from community support officer to almost head of the Metropolitan Police in the space of 2 years. So it's any minute
Oh,
now, Callum's
well.
now sniffing around.
Don't worry, Johnny's going to take one for the team. He's going to do it for his mum, isn't
So what do you
he?
think is going to
Isn't
happen? Do you think a Johnny and Callum thing is occurring on the horizon
he?
soon?
Yeah, and it's
Don't
peeing
tell
me
the
off, to be
Fallon
honest,
fans,
because
because they're not
it's too
happy.
easy. I'm not there, to be honest. It's way too easy to me that for that to end up being a thing.
I don't know. I don't know if that will be.
I don't see him either because they've known each other like as family friends as well. Like to
Yeah, but
me,
I
if it
don't
does go
know whether
down there.
Callum would do that at this stage because he has already said the only reason that Callum was even involved in this is because he says that he is kind of throwing himself into work because of how much he's missing Ben. And I don't know whether, however hard Johnny tries the sultry sort of like come to bed with me act, I don't know if that would work at this stage. And I feel like Callum is on the ball enough with what he's trying to like the little sort of threads that he's trying to pull out here. I feel like he's doing it a little bit too well to be fooled by that.
So
Especially as
mate.
though Johnny has gone in like a bull in a china shop with this. Let's be fair here. I felt Johnny played this really badly. Like he could
So
have gone
did
in and said,
I
like,
did think,
just
yeah.
went in instantly. It was like, no, you need to leave mum alone. Leave mum alone. She's going through too much. Leave mum alone. Like instantly, of course, that's going to make Callum even more suspicious, surely.
But maybe he thought I'm going to call his bluff and be really obvious about, well, not call his bluff, but you know what I mean? Double
Yeah.
bluff,
Double bus.
almost. You know what I mean? And be like, I'm going to be really obvious because, you know, my mum's just recovering from being an alcoholic. So I am going to say to him, King, you pipe down. I don't know.
Yeah, but there's again
Maybe.
different ways of doing it. Like he's panicking,
No, I
is
know what
Johnny
you're
here. He's
saying.
panicking because he feels, I think they all sort of feel that Linda could technically reveal this at any bloody moment. None of
Well,
them
you and
trust her.
Alex touched on it last week, you know, when Sharon and Johnny got her in bath and was hosing her down.
So
And you were saying
unnecessary.
that was a bit. Was it?
I thought it
Was
was.
it? I
I thought
mean,
it was a
it
bit
was. It felt
unnecessary.
horrible, didn't it, to watch?
Yeah.
Let's be real. But
Screaming
they were
like.
trying to stop her because she was running through pub trying to go, I
I
can't.
know,
They're
I
like,
know.
shut the F
Yeah,
up,
I know.
Linda. Get in that bath,
Yes, and
right?
have a
And I'm
hose
putting
down.
shower head on you,
Yes.
freezing cold, to shut you up.
Yeah, I
And then I'm
know.
taking you to
It's
AA meeting.
soaking wet. You can sit there in cold, wet clothes while you think about what you've just done.
So in
Yeah.
that respect, you know.
I don't know. There's it's it I just feel like this is now balance on a very, very fine precipice now, and it feels like the wrong people are starting to get suspicious, and they are kind of clinging on by their fingertips, it feels like, at this moment. I don't think any more pressure on the situation is going to go well, put it like that.
Yeah,
like
definitely.
Some of the six, I've been able to kind of get on with their lives a little bit more, like the likes of Kathy, Stacey, even Denise Suki. Seems to be sort of out. Suki's fine. Yeah. Well, fine as Suki can ever be.
Yeah,
but do you know what I mean? Like, some of them seem to be kind of getting on with their lives a little bit. And so the pressure now is really on Sharon and Linda, for understandable reasons, because they were the ones that were most directly involved with Keanu. So I sort of feel like, from that point of view, it's going to start to unbalance very, very quickly. So I'll have to wait and
they're
see.
Not letting, it's not just being left, is it? It's not like,
no.
I will kind of
people
expect
picking,
Dean's
it keeps
been arrested.
Yeah.
Oh, and of course, Karen visited Dean as well, didn't she? Was
yeah,
that this
she
week
did.
Or last week?
Yeah,
sorry.
That was the end of
did
last
you
week.
Discuss
and
it
then
last week?
The end of last week, Karen's last, you're pleased to know.
Oh, Karen's
by the way.
Left.
Yeah, you'll be pleased to
she
know
get
now.
Another Bloody Julius theme, to be honest with you.
Does it mean nothing these days? Does it mean nothing?
Honestly, no,
I can
seriously.
I can confirm that Lorraine Stanley put on her Instagram, I'm done. It's done.
I am
Karen
done,
is done.
Now.
Yeah,
oh,
I am
right.
done now. No
right,
more returns. Julius theme is now official. Julius theme now means something. It's done. Karen's sort of been won over by it. I don't know. It's just they keep picking at it, and eventually this secret is going to start to bleed. That's the problem. And they haven't got long, I don't think.
No.
I think Christmas Day, boom.
Oh, dear. Not 40th then. What are they doing
no,
for the 40th?
I don't think, I don't know. This is the thing me and Alex were saying this last week. What the hell are they doing for the 40th?
Gotta be something big. Surely.
We'll see. Right, ladies and gents, final storyline of the week now. The day of Jordan's baptism has finally arrived. And let's, first of all, do a special shout out to Kim's hat. What a hat that was. What a hat.
What was their name in real life? Because it went on the credits.
What, the hat, as in the character?
Hat.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. I think it was really cruel for them to remove her. But I hope she's on Equity. I tell you now. I have a feeling she's probably related to Jessie Phoenix in some way, that hat.
Possibly.
100%, like second sister or something twice removed.
Yeah, Jessie Phoenix the second, even.
Yeah, absolutely, I would say. And that's me, Reeve, remember. Don't forget.
Oh,
that's
yeah,
me.
Sorry. The third.
No, quite an amazing hat. Can I just say, if I was a woman, that's the sort of stuff I'd wear to events like this.
Of course
all
it
the
would
time.
Be. I
all
wouldn't
the time.
Doubt it, Rob.
100%.
Totally what...
The one thing I would say about men's fashion is that we can't dress that dramatically. I think it's a great shame. And I would love
to. Oh, you could, Rob.
I could.
Do you want me to take you shopping one day? Because I can help you dress more dramatically.
Yeah, that sounds good to me. Do I get to wear a massive fascinator?
You can wear whatever you want, mate.
That's true in this day and age. You can
wear
whatever you want,
whatever
can't you?
Whatever you want.
Yeah, I can. Fair play. You wait. For the 40th, then I'll wear a massive fascinator.
I should have bought you a Kim hat from Portugal.
Should have done. I'd have worn it.
Yeah.
You know I would have worn it.
You would have. Totally would have.
So there we are. Anyway. So the baptism has arrived, and it would appear that Levi is completely and utterly done disappearing. Actually, now is it worth theorising what's going on with Levi? I wonder if that's what's happening there.
The only thing that I can think is that
it feels significant by its lack of explanation. You know what I mean?
Yeah. And why would you just jet like that? With no
way. Surely you'd have the common courtesy to at least say to your landlady, look, there's nothing I can do, and I've got to go by. Or something like that, you know?
I think Pastor Clayton has been, knowing how manipulative he is, been probably watching him from afar anyway, Levi, and thinking, I've got dirt on you there. Like, maybe he's confessed something to him at some point. And now he's going, you say anything about this, Levi, if you don't leave now, Levi, then I'm going to spill the beans. Something like that. It's got to be, right?
It feels like there's something else going on there, just because we haven't really been told a huge amount about why it's gone on, you know. So we'll stick a pin in that for now, I think. But Levi's absence has now left Pastor Clayton in charge of the baptism, which obviously is the last thing that Yolandi and Patrick want. So Patrick sort of spends the week sort of trying to get Chelsea to rearrange so that Clayton isn't involved. Completely understandable, but obviously none of the rest of the family know what's gone on, so they're sort of like no. So the baptism arrives, and they seem to have kind of like a nice little family day together. But obviously, Yolandi is incredibly uncomfortable throughout the whole entire process, until she has quite a nice conversation with Bernie. By the way, I like that scene
that was
a lot.
Lovely. Yeah, I liked
Why
that.
Why don't we get more Bernie stuff? It drives me mad. Like, Claire Norris can act. Give us some stuff to do. God
damn
it.
She can Do you know what? You're so right.
Oh,
Maybe
she's such a good
we will.
community
Maybe now
character.
there's time for her to do some more.
I mean, there must be a reason why she's now the only tailor left. You know,
Surely.
like, you know, if Clannis came in and thought, you know what, I'm kind of done with the tailors, all right, fair play, but we'll leave Bernie around. There's got to be a reason why she wouldn't, because in many ways, it doesn't really make that much sense for Bernie to say, no, I'll stay
No, it
here.
doesn't. In it. I know,
Really?
right? I was thinking when she said to Karen, like, oh, you don't want to stay here. There's too many
No, you got,
reminders. I
I'll,
thought,
yeah. The same
you're
reminders as
literally
you've got,
working
love.
in the cafe where you
Yeah, that,
discovered your
she got
brother's
over
dead
that
body
very
and
quickly.
living in the house of where your sister got killed. Like, you're
Yeah.
talking about there being painful
Yeah,
reminders.
you literally seem to
Oh.
deliberately surround yourself with these terrible memories, but
Yeah.
like, yeah. But she has a really nice moment with Yolandi, and that sort of pushes Yolandi to realize, why am I keeping so quiet about this? Like, I don't owe him anything. So, and I'm the strong one here, and he's trying to take that strength away from me. So all it then takes is for them to be having a nice little family picture, and Clayton puts his disgusting hand on her back, and she sort of completely freaks out, runs straight to the police station. Now, my
Yes.
issue with this is the fact that A, it's been a while. B, it was a sexual assault, so there's going to be even less physical evidence as to if he fully raped her. And three, the whole point of the episode that we had, the brilliant episode that we had with the flashbacks and everything, was to demonstrate how difficult that it is for these things to get a conviction. So you kind of feel like this isn't going to go the way that they want it to, isn't it?
Well, this is when we were talking about it at the time. I remember saying, do you think that they take on board if other people have made a similar complaint about somebody?
I
So,
was
like,
wondering
obviously,
this.
there's
Yeah.
one woman that
We
we
know
know
that
of
someone
who's
has
gone to
gone
the
to the police
police.
about him
Yeah.
before. So you'd kind of think and hope, I think is probably the better phrase here. You'd kind of hope that his name will be in the ether of police records somewhere.
Right.
And surely the
Yeah.
first thing they do with anything like that is type it into, I don't know, police Google,
Police
whatever it's
database. Yeah.
police Google, whatever it's called. And then his name will appear associated with this attack. So there is a chance that what the story is actually trying to tell us is, yes, for one person, for a first-time offence, it is really, really difficult to get that conviction. But the more offences that are reported, the easier it gets to report and convict
There's
certain.
something with it's not the same, but like with domestic violence, is Claire's Law, isn't there?
Yes.
Yeah, so is there something, I mean, not Claire's Law per se,
No,
but
but I know
you'd
what you mean.
hope that
Like
maybe
those
there's
sorts of,
something.
yeah. If there isn't, there should be. But I think it's interesting now that if they, I mean, this gives them the opportunity, I think, to fully kind of take a look at this side of things. You know, yes, soaps are known for the emotional implications of the immediate characters involved in a storyline like this, but I think there is also a responsibility for them to actually look at the technicalities in real life. Because ultimately, when you do a storyline like this, yes, there has to be an element of truth to it, but there has to be a feeling of optimism for
Yeah, I know what
victims
you
out there that
mean.
are watching it to say, yeah, report it. It can
Yeah.
work. It'll be okay. I know
Otherwise,
the
you're just
stat.
saying,
Yeah, we know
don't
the
go and
stats.
report it because nothing's going to
Because what's the
happen.
point? Yeah, we know the stats are shit, but the only way those stats are going to improve is if these reports keep coming in and we keep improving things, because we can only improve with more information. So it's interesting, and it's kind of really, it was good to see him getting arrested at the end of the week, which is more than that other woman got that we saw in the flashback. I don't think he even got arrested for
Which is
that, did
what made me wonder, is that
he?
why?
Why
Because we've had
arrest
that
him now? Yeah,
complaint.
why arrest him straight away with that after, like we say, she's got very little physical evidence to kind of produce. So it's, yeah, you sort of wonder, is it maybe the next time we see this, he's going to be in the interview room and he starts having other things thrown at him outside of Yolandi. So
Hopefully.
maybe it's going to, it's like his house of cards is going to kind of collapse from there. I hope
Or
so.
even, would they have access to church records? Would they, you remember the woman whose
Yeah. Did
previously
Levi
reported
leave
into the
any? Did
church?
Levi leave anything for them before he left?
That's true. Yeah, what's happened to Levi? That's got to be some kind of
Something,
thing
something.
amongst
I mean,
there,
this feels
yeah.
like this should now be quite a long process if we're going to do this realistically, you know, because we need to go through, we should have a whole court case, we should have a whole investigation. Should. Okay. And I'm not saying that because of the way that the soap should do it, but in terms of real life, this should now lead into a full investigation, you would hope. And just to sort of give that feeling of hope. I hope. I really do hope, but I don't know.
Is
It's
that going to be the 40th who killed Pastor Clayton?
maybe. Someone's gonna die on the 40th, right? It may as well be him. No, I don't think we're still gonna be talking about this storyline on the 40th, if I'm honest. But
Well, if it's
it's
realistically played out, a court case
true.
might go on until then.
True.
I don't
True.
know. Will he strike again? Hopefully not, but
I mean, big shout out for Angela Winter once again, as if she needs it. God, she's good, isn't she?
she's
Imagine she was
amazing,
at,
isn't
imagine
she?
she was axed from the show. It really blows my mind. I mean,
Honestly, I
I
know.
loved the Dietrich Santa era as much as anybody, okay? That was an amazing era of the show. But the fact that he, you know, they the writers around that time thought, you know what we haven't got time for? Yolande. And we haven't got time for Angela Winter's amazing talents. So
And
the
do you
fact that
know what?
we've now got this absolute masterclass of acting appearing to us on screen. One, and she's appearing in Doctor Who. She's everywhere. She'll be presenting Big Brother next, at my other favourite show. I love Angela Winter. She'll be everywhere.
She's been gone all these years. It feels like she never left.
Yeah, she fits slots
That
in
is
so well. And she
bizarre, don't you
plays, and
think?
actually, I think what they've done with her now is really sort of establish her as a matriarch on the square.
Yeah,
Like, just
definitely.
really establish her now as the sort of person that everyone will eventually come to for
She's
advice. Her and
definitely got
Elaine.
those new dot kind of vibes as
Absolutely,
well.
absolutely.
You could imagine Bernie
100%.
having that kind of
Yeah.
conversation with
And she
Dot.
works for the Laundrette.
Well,
There you
yeah,
go.
obviously.
She is the
And
new
she'll
Dot.
besties with Dot. She loved Dot,
There you
so
go.
makes sense.
Dot of tea. I love her. Love her.
Elaine, as you mentioned, by the way, was
Yes, their
there for
friendship.
Yolande.
Yeah.
I knew that when they said you can have someone with you, like she's
Yeah.
not gonna ask for
She's gonna
Patrick,
no,
it's gonna
she's gonna
be
call Elaine.
Elaine.
She's gonna call Elaine. And it felt right that she called Elaine at that
Yeah.
moment. Because they've again earned. They've really earned those moments between the two characters. Loved Yolande and Elaine. They've become really good friends, which is funny because when those two first met, you kind of thought there was going to be a comedy feud developing between the two of
Yeah,
them,
we
didn't
did
you?
actually,
Yeah, which would have
yeah,
worked on
but
its own as
no.
well, to be fair. And I still say that when this heavy stuff of Yolande is finished, she needs a feud because Yolande is amazing with a feud. So I really want
Yeah,
to have
she
a feud at
is.
some point. But
Suki makes sense,
yeah,
really,
it does
but
make perfect sense. So yeah, I mean, yeah, that X minute mark history, like bring all that on. But honestly, she's just amazing. Yolande, I think, is probably one of my favorite characters in the show at the minute. Like, top three for sure. Top two, even, maybe. Like,
Yeah,
she's
no,
just
yeah.
fantastic. And now all the family know what's gone on. That's the kind of big other big development
Yes.
this week, because she obviously goes off missing while she goes to the police station and presumably is there for hours and hours and hours, where she feared this, that she was going to have to just basically relive everything in graphic detail, giving statements. And even that initial statement she first gave wasn't enough, because she then had to go into a center or something and do it all over again with Elaine there. So it's been traumatic for her, which is what she was fearing. So she then went home and basically told everybody what had actually happened, which is how they then, because Denise was ready to then go and punch him. So she stormed across to the community centre, and then we see him getting arrested. So it was a nice moment for Yolande there, and then she felt gratified. She felt like she'd done the right thing. She felt hopeful, full of optimism. How long will that last is the question.
Well, next we've got all of them. Go on, what do we call it? The congregation? Is that what we're referring to them by? You know, the people who go to the church. Then they're
Yes.
surely going to
Yeah,
find out
yeah,
soon because they're going to see that he got arrested. It
Oh,
was quite a public
how's Agatha
arresting.
gonna reveal to this? How is
His
Agatha gonna
wife
react to this? Stella and
as
Agatha.
well.
Yeah. I hope that we get some sort of retribution for the victims that we met. I really do.
I'm
I don't
not
know if we
hopeful,
will.
if I'm honest, but I know what
No,
you're
because
saying.
realistically you probably wouldn't. But I
No.
just from a because I felt so bad for those women in those flashbacks. So I hope that they get some of those back for the court case, maybe. That would be nice.
Or is it possible that, you know, it'll get put into local newspapers, word might spread, and all those other women might hear about
Yeah.
it, and then they might
They
come
can come
forward?
forward. That's how it sometimes works. Yeah, that's how it sometimes
Yeah.
snowballs to somebody. So fingers crossed. But yeah, some great stuff with that this week. Really, really good.
Yeah.
I'm looking forward to sort of seeing the next stage of this. Now that this corner has been turned and he's now slightly more publicly known for what he's done, because now the family know, the rest of the square will probably soon find out, like you say. So
Yeah.
yeah, bring it on. Good times. Right, Gold Star Re.
Yolanda.
Yolande, absolutely. I'm gonna give mine to. Do you know what? I'm gonna give mine to Stevie. I enjoyed Stevie this week.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I can see.
Yeah,
Yeah, okay.
did
Yeah.
like. I'll tell you what, I think Yolande's gonna win this year, you know, by the way, with the stars. Because she's
Yeah, I
already
think
top of the
so,
list. I think
actually.
she might win.
Yeah.
Now, she's gonna have to have a very quiet second half of the year for her not to be winning this, I'm telling you. Right, so there we are then. Stevie and Yolande for our gold stars this week. As always, ladies and gentlemen, let's finish with some comments from you lovely people. So, the first cab off the rank for the comments this week comes from Stephen Brody, who says, I really didn't want Phil and Sharon back together, but found myself really liking how Phil was reacting to the news and started to feel okay with them getting back together. But then the way Sharon was putting on all the moves, I was convinced by the end that she's doing it all just to keep Phil on side. Which
Oh my God,
I
you
have a
had to
theory.
read one that backed up your theory, didn't you,
You do it
Rob?
all the time. Don't
I
try
know,
that one
it's
with
fine.
me. But I kind of feel like
Fair.
there's. I feel like it's sort of like a. It's sort of a 60-40 type thing. Like, she
Okay.
is all there emotionally, but I think she also knows how to work Phil. She knows how to keep him on board. She knows how to keep him on side. And she knows that he's actually very easy to control once he's on side, quite malleable. So it's, I think
Do we
there's an
dare
element
say that he's probably a bit lonely as well, and she
of.
can read
Could be.
into that,
Yeah,
perhaps? I don't
could be.
know.
Yeah. I
Yeah,
think he's enjoyed having George
fair
hanging
enough.
around the house as well. So until
Oh,
now, all
that's
he's
true. I
got is.
forgot George is still
Yeah.
there.
And now, well, no, I don't think he is now. I think he's moved back in with
Oh,
Elaine
no, he
now,
moved
hasn't
back.
he?
Yeah, no, he did. Yeah.
By the way, Ree, I have to say, last week I did miss you last week when we had a great Elaine moment, and you weren't there to sort of take the piss out of it with me, because not only did we have drinks on the house, wakes are on the
I know.
house.
Wait on the other. Ah!
Alex doesn't appreciate the laugh as much as you do, I don't think, but yeah, that made me laugh. I did enjoy that.
Yeah, that's ridiculous. Wow, mind
Wakes are on
you,
the
though, in a
house,
way, that's quite smart because
isn't
what
it?
did they really have to do? And people drink
Yeah,
loads at
make a
wakes
few
in the UK,
sandwiches.
as we
Yeah, she
know.
didn't say the bar
Yeah.
was free, did she? But yeah, we'll do a few
No,
sandwiches. No
exactly.
problem. No problem.
Everyone can come who lives
There
on
you
the
go.
square, sort
There you
of.
go.
Yeah.
Yeah,
Quite smart,
ka-ching.
actually, Elaine. There we
Ka-ching.
go. Rachel Alice June says, Phil knowing the truth now makes me more nervous than Jack or Johnny knowing. I wanted Phil and Kat to get back together. Also, really starting to love Stevie.
Yes, to all of that, actually. I feel, yeah, weirdly, I think both of us agree with this. I almost sort of miss Phil and Kat a little bit, because it feels like they put a lot of investment into a relationship that they had to work quite hard to convince us about. And now it sort of seems to be very much done. And the only evidence
Yeah.
of it is the fact that Kat's still called Kat Mitchell in the credits.
Maybe you're right, though, with the Sharon and Phil thing. So maybe that'll be a thing that Sharon's just
Eventually
doing.
pushes
And
Phil
then
back
he'll end
towards
up getting
Kat.
back with Phil and Kat. It'll be Phil and Kat again. Because there's definitely this whole Pat and Peggy
Well,
Frank
I was going to
scenario.
say, in the whole Pat and Peggy scenario, Frank did have to go to the other one first before we ended up getting the full Pat and Peggy climax. So maybe this is just that chapter of that. You
Did
know,
wonder,
it's.
yeah, so maybe we will see him again. I can see why. See, at first I would have said Jack would have made me more nervous about knowing, because obviously he's a police
He's a
officer,
copper.
but
Yeah. He seems to be trustworthy
obviously,
for now. The thing is, I think
yeah.
Phil is a little bit more kind of less predictable with it. He's a risky
Yeah,
one
there's
to tell.
that.
He is
I
a
mean, he's
risky one to
already
tell.
saying let's just snitch on
Yeah.
Linda straight
Yeah.
up.
Straight away. So, I think it will be, because I still feel that Sharon is sort of on a bit of a precipice by how much she's actually forgiven Linda for what happened. Like, she's supporting her through the alcoholism, but I do wonder if that's definitely going to have tainted their friendship forevermore. So I sort of wonder if that's going to be something that will eventually rear its head again between the
Which is
two of them.
wild to me because, in fairness, it wasn't self-defense, it was Sharon defense. She was
Sharon
like,
defense, yeah, which
he
is
looked
another
like he
level.
was strangling
Yeah,
her.
yeah,
So,
yeah, yeah.
like, it was under circumstance. It weren't like she just stabbed him for lols, were it? You know?
Exactly. So we'll have to wait and see. And then two really important comments that I wanted to read out, Ree. I'll read them
Here
both
we
out
go.
at
Go on
once.
then.
Richard Brazington said two words, Kim's hat. And Ched Elliott Price says, Kim's hat, as you were. Quite right.
I mean,
If anything,
honestly,
I feel like I should have given my gold star to Kim's hat.
that's a point. You
Half a gold
definitely could
star
have
to Kim's
given it
hat.
to Kim's
Half a
hat.
gold star to Kim's
Where on
hat.
earth do you get a hat like
I
that?
don't know. A milliner's, I think, is the sort of place you go to for the hats like
A
that.
what? A?
A milliner's.
What's that
It's
mean?
a hat place. Like the
Is
place that make
it?
a place that makes hats. Milliner's.
Did not know that.
I
Right,
think
okay,
so. There
yeah.
we are then. So if you so
Learn
if you would
something new
like
every
there
day.
you go. Oh, it's like Open University here. If you would like to get in touch with us by about comments and questions and feedback and general conversation, really, you can do the following.
You can find us on Facebook at Albert Square After Dark, on Twitter and Instagram at E20 After Dark. If you're watching on YouTube, don't forget to like and subscribe. You can listen to us on Apple and all your favourite podcast sites. Drop us an email at e20afterdarkpodcast@gmail.com. And if you'd like to buy us a coffee, you can do so by going on buymeacoffee.com/E20afterdark.
And indeed, now I'm going to overdose on antihistamines because my hay fever has been gradually getting worse throughout this entire episode. Until now, I've been sniffing away like a cocaine addict throughout the most of the episode. So please don't think I'm some gross creature that's just snotting, because I'm
No, he's
not.
just definitely got
I've
hay
just definitely got hay
fever.
fever. Don't start that rumor. I've had to combat that once before. No, thank you. No,
Have you?
no.
Oh. I believed
No.
you then.
What
God,
I
I'm
would say.
gullible.
That's what I would say, isn't it? No. Anyway,
Yeah.
thank you very much for watching and listening. Welcome back to the podcast, Ree.
Thank you. I've missed it.
I can tell. And we've missed you. And so did our listeners. We had lots of people saying that they missed you and couldn't wait to see you
Oh,
back.
that's
And they had a great
nice.
holiday. So there we go. And we'll be back same time next week. So until then, it's goodbye from me.
Goodbye from me.
Goodbye. See you later.
Bye.
Bye.